something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the Global Communion Service with Pastor Chris.
You're faithful for all time. We dance. Oh, you are wisdom. You are a joy. The essence of life. Oh, the King of glory. Radiant beyond what? The essence of life. Believe in what you are. You are all powerful. You rule the nations of the earth. No throne of power can contend your word. Your kingdom never ends. Your decrees are for eternity. Oh, all powerful, oh Lord, you rule the nations. No throne and no power. Your Lord, you're the divine force that holds
you, Lord.
But in this special communion service, I just want to point out a couple of things, and then we'll have a look at one or two highlights and pray and serve the communion. It's easy to know what is the message of this month. Very easy. You should know by now. Or do you know? Are you sure you're not assuming? Okay, so what is it? All right, so if you didn't hear their voices, those in the studio here and the choir announced that the message of this month is Thanksgiving. It's the month of Thanksgiving. And they are right. This is the month of Thanksgiving. You know, it's a month in which we look back at the whole year, and there's just so much to be grateful for, so much to thank God for, a whole lot. Now, earlier on this morning at the Thanksgiving service, Pastor Benny Hinn made a remarkable statement when he said that the purpose of life is knowing Jesus Christ. And that's true. You think about everything else, and it all fades away. Everything else. You look at history. History's great men and women. You can think about the great names, great monarchs of the past, great achievers. We can go through so many names in different nations, kingdoms, empires. But where are they? Where are they? And then you ask yourself, what about their works? Because a lot of them who assumed that the things that they did at the time will stay forever. Where are those works? Of course, there's a lot that's built on the works of others in history. That's true. But then you look at the real truth beyond that, and you find they were just hands and feet to make sure those things happened. In other words, they were just part of the drama of life. Somebody rightly said, the earth is a stage where men and women are actors and actresses. They have their entrances and exits. How true. They all play in the drama of life. Except that this drama is so different from every other drama. It's drama for eternity, drama for reality. So everyone's acting on someone's script, and that script is written by God. And our purpose in life is to discover that script and find our role and play it correctly. For many haven't played their roles. They did something else. In the same way it happens in any drama. So the real purpose of life is Jesus Christ. That's what lasts. That's what's for eternity. And if you hold that thought dear to your heart, it'll help you in making choices in life. It'll help you in building your spirit. And another thought that I want to press to you is prioritizing the Word of God. Prioritizing the Word of God. The Word of God for you. Because there's no other way to live but to live by the Word. Living your life by the Word. And this becomes even more important as we draw nearer and nearer to the coming of the Lord. Think about it this way. When Jesus comes, he's only going to be looking at how you lived the Word. Remember what he said, that only the Word will judge in the last day. The Word will judge. So if the Word will be the judge, and the Word is given to us to live by, and we have the ability to live by the Word, isn't that clear that that's what we should rather do? So put your life there. Make the effort to know the word for you, for your life, so you can live it.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, please call +234-812-851-983-4 or +234-907-227-5228. Email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.